Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, your friend, Robin Shaw. Happy Valentine's Day, your days after. Or happy single day, your days after. I love Valentine's, and I'm single. And you must be, a lot of people who are single actually don't like Valentine's Day. But to me, like, Valentine's just, like, love, like, and chocolate. And I love, like, the days after Valentine's because all the chocolates are, like, 90% off at CVS, you know? So I don't know. And also, you know me. I just love everyone. I find any excuse to tell people I love them. I love it. So happy Valentine's Day, single day, Galentine's, whatever you celebrate. It's all filled with love over here. So I have some news. Actually, I don't know if that's maybe the wrong sound effect for the news I'm going to give. So today on our Valentine's special is our official last day of Call Waiting. Now, I know you're like, wait, Robin, you sound really cheerful. We're devastated. No, I am too, but it's all for good reasons. I have so many fun, exciting things ahead and really cool projects. And obviously, you guys are coming along with me on everything I do for the rest of my life. So I'm really excited for what is next. And you guys know I love it here at Betches. So we have so many things in the works also that we plan on doing together. But yeah, I'll explain even more at the end. We'll get into it. But for this final episode, it just seems so fitting that it was on our Valentine's special, because if there's one thing I love on this planet, it is you guys. It is the listeners. It's the kids. It's my followers. We've created such an I can't believe that, like, we have such a bond. I can't believe I've spoken to hundreds of you through this podcast. It actually is so amazing. It's probably the biggest blessing. And I feel so grateful to Betches for giving me this opportunity, because where else would I get to just talk on the phone with so many of you? I mean, again, this comes back to, like, why I'm so grateful there's a week of love, because I just love you guys so much. And I'm so glad we got to do this together. It was so freaking fun. Again, I'll get into this more at the end, but I still have a great episode. We're going to take calls and, you know, we're going to laugh and have a good time. But I just wanted to take a second right up top to just thank you guys for listening every week and doing this with me and taking this journey. And it was just so fun. I can't believe this was my job for the last year. I was just having so much fun talking to you guys. It didn't really feel like a job. So I'm just so grateful, and also really grateful to Betches. But with that said, happy Valentine's Day. Let's start our episode. Let's bring in security.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. I thought it would have been, no one wanted to do this. I thought it'd been really funny if after the episode where security did his end segment, that if we made that the last episode and spread the rumor that the show was canceled after security. Yeah. I thought that would have been so funny. Like, if it was like the show, like, and I would never even like address it. Like, that would have been the last episode and people were like, wait, what happened to Call Waiting? And then I would start like secretly spreading the rumor, like, oh, after security's episode, Betches got fined. And like, I mean, I thought that would have been the perfect ending.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
That'd be hysterical.
With that said, well, again, we still have a whole episode to do, but I just want to say, I know when we first started this, you were very nervous. You did a great job.
Thank you.
You hung up on a lot of people.
Yes, I did.
Besides that, and besides the fact that sometimes I had to yell at you to get off your phone and pay attention. Besides that,
what about the end segments?
Well, that I can't make excuses for, but no, you did great. This was so fun doing this together.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, but we have some really cool projects.
Yes,
ahead
we do. Yes,
that
we
really
do.
Excited yes, about. We do. Make sure you're following me on Instagram and TikTok at Robin Shaw Comics, so that you could follow along on our next journeys and what's coming up. Also, but while I have you, obviously, make sure you go to robinshaw.com and get your tickets for Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Boston, and Atlantic City. We are bringing the Robin Schull Experience on tour. We can't wait to see you. Security will be in the sound booth. I will be on stage, and we will have lots and lots of laughs. So how was your Valentine's Day week?
It was very nice. It was very, very nice. Me and the dog hung out.
Yeah, how's the dog?
Wonderful.
Okay, good. So, for because, you know, I was like thinking, what do I want to do for the Valentine's special episode? You know, I was like, should I, you know, call the people I love? Should I have people call in with their romantic stories? And I'm like, because there's so much love that people get overwhelmed and people are like, I don't want to listen to another, especially if you're not in love. You know, when I'm not in a relationship, those like lovey-dovey movies, I don't feel as much. I want the murder. You know, I like the documentaries where serial killers take place, you know? So I thought it'd be fun for our calls today. We did secrets that your significant others don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And, I put it up on Instagram and people are like, oh, I got one. So I'm excited to open up the lines and hear secrets that their significant others don't know. And we'll try, maybe we'll use all fake names for the call. I mean, maybe they don't want to, but I mean, I don't want to end their marriages just on this episode. But I say, let's open up the lines and take some calls.
Okay.
And let's find out people's secrets they're keeping from their significant others.
Okay, Robin, we have Amanda on the line.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to Call Waiting.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so today we are first off, happy Valentine's Day. This is our Valentine's special, even though we're about to do secrets of our significant others. So what is the secret you're keeping? Are you married? What's the situation?
Yeah, I've been with my guy for like 15 years, so we're not technically married, but we call each other husband and wife just because we've been with each other for so long.
Okay, got it. And what's the secret you're keeping from him?
This one is pretty light and silly, kind of fun. So he works in the board game industry, like designing and producing board games, right? And one time he was on this live stream with a couple of other guys where they were like play testing or giving a live demonstration of a new board game or something like that. And he had posted on his social media that he was going to be on, and he posted the link. And normally that's not something that I would engage with. Like, he's basically at work, and also that's not of interest to me. But for some reason this time, without him knowing, I logged into the event with a fake username, and I decided to start flirting with him in the comments.
And he had no clue. He had no clue it was you.
No, he didn't. And so he's on this live stream and the comments are scrolling and they're like playing their game and people are asking questions about like the rules or giving suggestions or whatever they were doing in the comments. And I start peppering in how hot he is or like flirting with him. And so after I would post a flirty comment, which I started, it was pretty slow. It wasn't a whole bunch of comments, but I would wait and I would look at his reaction, and it was so cute because like the first time I saw when he read one of the flirty comments, I saw the tiniest little smirk pop through on his face, like probably indecipherable to anybody else. Yeah. Like he didn't acknowledge the comment, but like I could see that he read it. So then I pepper in a couple of comments here and there. And then finally, one of the guys that he was playing a board game with, they acknowledge it. And they're like, someone has a crush on you, Nate. So he like openly blushed and lightly giggled. And it was so cute because he's got like a really grumpy resting face.
Yeah.
So it was so cute to see him like blush and giggle.
I think this is sweet. You're boosting his confidence without letting him know it's you.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't really have a plan going into it. And like, actually I was taking screenshots when I was doing it because I thought that I was going to confess to him, but I saw how cute it was and it was like an ego boost. And like, I don't know, I didn't want to ruin it. So I never ended up telling him. He came home from work that day and he was a little bit suspicious. He was like, hey, did you watch the live stream today? And I was like, no. And he plays poker. So like, he's really good at reading me, but I think I did a really good job of like not giving it away. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he never mentioned to me that there was anybody flirting with him in the comments. So like he kept it a secret too. And then I've kept it a secret. And it's been a long time now. It's been like over 5 years, I think.
I think my vote is you should never tell him. I love this. I think this is actually so sweet.
Thank you.
I love this.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I realized like I had never really seen anybody flirt with him. And so it was really cute.
I remember this is like a couple of years ago when I was with my ex. I remember he came home one day and he's like, you know, I was pumping my gas at the gas station. And this woman was like, oh, can you help me? And then she complimented my shirt. Like he wanted to tell me that someone hit him. And like, I was like, oh, acting like I was so jealous. But really, I was just like happy for him, you know, because like you feel good when someone compliments you and flirts with you. I think what you did is great. And you shouldn't tell him. Let him have that moment. I love it.
Cool.
I love
it. I won't tell him.
Well, thank you for coming on Call Waiting. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye. Bye. No, I think that's so sweet.
So sweet. Right? Oh my goodness. She should never tell him.
No, because that does feel so. I even know, like when someone, like a guy flirts with me, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, got this, you know? And for her to do that and then not tell him, she didn't tell him so that he could enjoy that moment.
Exactly.
I think that's.
Though, I have to say, that means he's not that good of a poker player.
Why?
Because he couldn't tell that she was intelligent, or she is that good of a poker player.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this has anything to do with poker.
This has everything to do with poker.
Let's take another call.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Robin, we have Maria on the line.
Hi, Maria. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Robin. It's so nice to hear you in security.
Thank you for coming on Call Waiting. I'm very excited to hear the secret. First off, are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? Are we talking about an ex? What's the situation?
It is my ex-husband.
Okay. And so this is a secret you've been kept from your ex-husband.
Yeah. He still does not know today.
Okay. So, all right. Paint us a picture. Tell us the story.
And I think there's only one person in the whole world that knows, other than me, of course, and him, but, and one other person. So now, oh my gosh, everybody's
and now
know.
Thousands.
Okay. And now,
a big jump.
Oh my gosh, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. I'll tell you the story. So basically, me and a really good friend of mine, she was like my best friend. You know, I hung out with her all the time. I met her family here and there, but I then met her cousin. And I was like totally head over heels. He was just like perfect. She really didn't tell me much. I think she didn't know that we kind of like had the hots for each other because like I saw him once probably, and then again a second time. So this is the second time I saw him. When I saw him once, I didn't tell her too much, like, oh my God, who's your cousin, you know, because I wanted to make sure he looked at me the same way. So anyways, long story short, I saw him the second time, and then we totally made out. Well, after that, I told my friend, I'm like, okay, I made out with your cousin. Don't say anything. And she's like, girl, he's married. And I'm like, what? Oh, I didn't know he was married. I didn't know any of that. I was like, oh, hell no. And so then I like told him off. I'm like, I can't believe you didn't tell me he was married. I mean, I can't believe you didn't tell me you're married, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So then 6 months later, I met his brother, and that is who my ex-husband is.
Wait, so did your ex-husband not know you hooked up with his brother?
Yeah, nobody knows. No, except my brother. And then nobody saw us. It was actually, I was leaving home. We were like having a little party and I was leaving home. He walked me out. And so then, like I said, we just had eye contact like a couple weeks prior. And then we saw each other again. Nobody knew we even had this eye contact or whatever. He walked me out. We totally made out. I went home. The next day is when I told my friend, and she's like, girl, he's married. He just got married too, like 6 months prior. It was all bad. And then like, I've been, I know the family forever. I honestly, I've met his wife, and me and his wife got close. It's just crazy. But yeah, that's my story.
Wow, wow.
I can't even tell you and a million people because nobody knows.
No, it's okay. Me and everyone, we're going to keep this between all of us. We're not going to tell a single soul. Don't you worry.
Don't tell nobody. This is our secret.
Everyone listening, raise your hand. Raise your left hand, yes. Or right hand. What are you supposed to raise? I don't know. Raise both
your right
hands.
Hand.
Okay, raise your right hand. And say, I, the listeners, promise not to tell a single soul, anything Maria, yes. anything yes. Maria just told us. Amen.
Exactly. Okay. Yay. Thank you. I trust all y'all. I know nobody's going to say nothing.
No one's saying nothing.
No, but really, it's been like 25 years. Okay, that happened 25 years ago, whatever. You know, I was married for a while, but anyways, that's my crazy story.
That's
nobody
nuts.
Knows except for everybody that right. I trust all of you guys.
We now have your ex on the line. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding.
That would be amazing. Do you know the ratings I would get if that was the case? No.
Oh my God, that would have been that totally made my heart stop because I believed you.
Okay. I know, it's a joke. Oh my goodness. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for sharing, guys. And we will all keep it tip-top secret.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for taking time to hear my crazy story.
Of
you guys
course.
Have a good one. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye. Damn it, why didn't I get her ex on the phone? I'm so mad at myself. That would have been such good television. Right?
But this isn't television.
I know. But then if that would have been so good, that then we would have been forced to keep the show going. I'm sorry, Robin. You got to come back. That was too good.
But what a story.
What a story. I think it would have been better for ex with it. Hey, speaking of exes.
Yeah.
I texted my ex last night and I said, do you have a secret that you were keeping from me all the years that we were together? And first he said, no. I said, there's no way. I said, nothing. And so then he said, well, there's one thing. And I said, can you send, because he's working. So I said, can you send a voice memo? I have not listened to it. So I was debating whether I even wanted to.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but I don't know what it's going to be. What if it's like,
we'll edit it out.
Okay. All right. Should I just plug this into my phone?
Yes.
Wait, I'm a little nervous. I should have just listened to it. Okay, if it's bad, we just won't.
Aaron.
Okay. So this is Frank's secret that he kept from me. We were together for, how long were we together? For 5 years. Okay, here we go.
Here is something that you don't know that I did when you would come out to visit me in San Diego. So you were always on these health kicks. You always tried to eat, you know, pretty decent or at least healthy. And when you would come out to visit me in San Diego, I already knew what was going to happen. It's like, okay, I'm not going to be able to eat all the shitty food that I usually eat. Because if you're there, I don't want to tempt you to try and eat the shit that I eat. Anyway, because we would eat healthy all the time, I would always make excuses to run errands so that I can leave. You know, I live in the suburbs, so running an errand isn't easy. You got to get in your car and you actually have to drive to go places to run these errands because, you know, there's just houses around where I live. And I would make excuses to always leave so that when I left, I could eat a cheeseburger or get some pizza or something or scarf down some Oreos from Vons or Safeway or something like that. And then I'd come back to you and then I'd eat a healthy salad for dinner with you. So I would do that all the time. And actually, I'd do that when I come and visit you in New York. I always say I have to go somewhere so that I could go eat something really, really good and not have to eat the fucking rabbit food that you love to eat. All right.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how often he does that.
That is funny. That is funny.
I know, because you know what happens is sometimes, but when we were together, because he lives in San Diego and I'm in New York. So when we're visiting each other, I live there for like 2 weeks. And because I'm always trying to like be healthy and live a healthier lifestyle, I'll ask him, I'll be like, oh, can you, like when I'm there, like not have junk food in the house? Because I'm definitely like a food addict, sugar addict. So if the food's there, I, you're the same way. Mm-hmm. If the food's in the house, we eat it. So if we're trying to be healthier, I can. But you know, one time I was like in his guest bedroom and I saw a suitcase and I opened it and it was like bags and bags of candy. And I'm like, what is this? He's like, this is the food that I have in my house usually that I hide when you come so that you don't feel like pressure to eat it. But so I knew he hid food, but I didn't know that he would make excuses to leave his house so that he could eat. Is that shocking to you?
I've done that before.
What?
I was supposed to eat healthy with this girl that I was living with. This is years ago, and I used to say, "Oh, I'll go out. I'll get something." And I used to hit that's pizza so places, like the funny. Three pizza places that's on the
so
way.
Funny. Yeah, I need to ask him. He's saying he did that because I like to eat healthy. But the thing is, so he's diabetic. I bet you it's because I give him a hard time when he eats
it. I love that he called it rabbit food. I love that he called it rabbit food.
Oh my God, that's so funny. All right, before we take another call, I found this article last night. It is, since this is our love episode, I don't know if this is our love episode because I don't say single. We're also talking about lying and deceitfulness. This is Valentine's. Yeah. This is just Valentine's, whether mm-hmm. it's good, bad, and the ugly of Valentine's. I found an article of the 13 terrible proposal ideas that will definitely get you a no. So I thought this was fitting for this episode.
Perfect.
But the thing is, I don't think these are that bad. So I thought I could rate them with you guys. So, all right. They're saying one of the worst ways to propose to someone is at a sports game. But I don't think that's that bad.
I'm saying, but if you're doing it at a sports game, you better know the person's going to say yes.
Oh, because everyone's watching.
Everyone. Because that's also embarrassing. Because if, let's say, the person wants to say no. Yeah. You have thousands
to me,
of people.
Let's say someone proposed to me that I want to say no and it's in a public event. Just say yes and then say no later. Why do you have to make a whole scene? You know, that's on you. Okay. Using a flash mob. Also, I don't think this is a bad. What happens? Here's the thing. The reason why none of these I think are that bad is I think it depends on the couple. Some people like more low key proposals, but then there's some, like, I could see you loving a flash mob proposal.
Yeah.
I would not, but you would love that.
I think it'd be great.
Our CIA, our brother, would hate that.
He would hate it.
He proposed to his wife. They were having dinner in their apartment. She had just taken a bite of salmon. And he was like, you want to marry me?
And she choked. Yeah. She choked on it.
She choked. Okay. Okay. One of the worst ways to propose is asking on Valentine's Day.
Agreed.
Why?
Agreed.
Well, oh my God, why are you so passionate? Did you ask someone to marry you?
No, because I know someone who did, and I said, bad choice.
Why?
Bad because if you give a ring on Valentine's Day, that's considered a gift. And let's say she says no, she can keep the ring.
No, I'm sorry. You can propose on any day. So what's the difference proposing on Christmas or birthday?
Don't do it on Christmas.
So you're saying it should just be a regular Tuesday?
A regular Tuesday. Okay, so Arbor Day. Do it on Arbor Day.
But what if it's an Arbor Day gift? Okay, they're saying putting a ring in food is a bad idea. Because I guess...
You can eat it.
You don't want to risk choking, which is, I guess. I don't know. Again, I think it depends on the couple. Oh, okay. How do you feel about this? Asking in front of the Disney castle. Again, what if you guys are Disney fans, then I think that's a great way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's,
if you're both, yeah. I feel like
whoever wrote this is bitter.
I think so, too. I think they're really bitter.
These sound like lovely ways to revel. I bet you 90% of the people listening will fall under one of these categories. Mm-hmm. Okay. Similarly, they're saying asking in Times Square. Actually, that I agree with.
Wait, why?
I don't know. You have to put your knee down on the ground. That's pretty dirty. Actually, do you remember years ago there was someone who proposed in Times Square and dropped the ring in the grate and it fell into the subway system.
Yeah.
And also you don't want to deal with like the Elmos and stuff.
Because they'll then want a picture and then a tip.
All right. This one I agree with. This is the first thing on this list I agree with. Proposing at someone else's wedding.
unless you have permission from the bride and groom.
Unless like the bride is like your best, like, and like it has to be something where like the bride and groom want that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it's their day and you shouldn't take attention away from them. But I agree. Like, I like, let's say, you know, my wedding and one of my girlfriends wants, I would actually be totally okay with that because I'd want to share the happiness. But
that's, there are a lot of people who don't want to share it.
Yeah, that has to be up to the bride, actually. Okay. Oh, this one is a terrible way. Using any form of social media, like proposing through an Instagram post or a TikTok.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. Okay, see, some of these are pretty bad. Asking at a family party. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Surrounded by friends and family. Whoever wrote this, I'm going to look at who wrote this. We should get them on the phone because they're miserable. Okay. This is great. I don't know what's wrong with this person. Buying a plain banner or billboard. What's wrong with that?
But
like, a sky writer, will you marry me?
Yeah, but that's a party.
One time, Security and I were in the park.
Oh, yeah.
And a proposal was going down. And Security and I were getting so mad. Because we were like, if they would just let us take over, we could make this so much better. Because it was like where the fountain is and there's steps and like this overview, and where the overview was, the family and friends were dropping a sign that said, "Will you marry me?" But half the letters were upside down. Yeah, it was just a mess. Was like so many couples in the way, and we were like, "Oh my God, I wish they would just let us take over and we could make this so much better."
It was, and like, even like they didn't quite know where the couple was
going to be.
They didn't know anything.
Yeah. But anyway,
that should have been on this list.
Chaos. All right. I disagree with this next one. Asking in front of the Eiffel Tower. As someone who just had a romantic kiss in front of the Eiffel Tower, it was so romantic that even though it was my first date with that guy and he ended up not being the greatest guy, if he had proposed to me that night, I would have said yes. There was something very romantic about the Eiffel Tower.
Do they say why the Eiffel Tower?
I didn't read the article.
Oh. Is this an end segment? Is this your version of an end segment?
I figured for the last episode, let's really crash and burn.
Listen, okay, Robin, I get it. You're like, I get it now. It took a year, but I get it now.
I was giving a taste of your own medicine.
Wrong episode. That was last week.
Now you know what we've had to sit through for the last year. Okay, hold on, there's only two more. You cut me off. Okay, using something like a Taco Bell sauce.
Wait, what?
I don't know why this is on this list. This is a real article.
Wait.
Using something like a Taco Bell sauce packet. I didn't know they, why, how
wait,
could,
what?
Okay, it's easier to have,
open it and like you write it? Like,
I guess, use one of the mass produced sauce packets that Taco Bell serves to pop the question, but it won't come across as very well thought out. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Anyway, don't do it. Oh, this one's bad. This is, they're saying, is the worst way.
Okay.
Is by faking a death or accident.
Oh, I've seen the death, but I've seen like pulled over by the cops.
I'm going
to
read this paragraph. Okay. Unfortunately, this actually happens. People have fake seizures, car accidents, and hospital visits for the sake of an elaborate proposal. Too bad there's not a single person in the world that would find this funny or romantic. I bet there is one person.
Maybe one. The person that did it.
Yeah. You'll give your partner the fright of their life. Yeah. No, that's bad. If someone pretend to be hurt and then it was like, just kidding. Yeah, no, I agree. That is the worst way.
No, I knew someone who the principal called the teacher to come to her office, and the guy was there to propose, but the teacher, she thought that she was getting in trouble.
Yeah. Did she say yes?
She said yes, but she said
did
she was
get married?
I think so.
Are they still together?
I don't know. I don't do that much research.
It's informative as our article. All right. Let's do one more call.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Robin, and for our final call waiting call, we have Belinda on the line.
Yay, Belinda!
Robin!
Welcome to call waiting.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you too.
So what secret are you keeping from your husband?
Okay, this is so embarrassing, but anything for the pod, I'll tell you. So when we first started dating in college, we lived in the same building. I would go to the gym in our building to go to the bathroom.
I get it.
But he still doesn't know to this day.
When I first moved in with Hercules, like as I was going to the bathroom, I just kept flushing as I was going.
As if like they don't know what's going on.
I know. I get it. And everyone listening is going, yeah, I get it. I know,
very relatable, definitely.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, as women, we just don't want men to know what is happening.
It's all about the illusion.
Exactly. Well, Belinda, I'm so happy you're our final call for two reasons. First off, it's Valentine's Day. Well, it's the day after Valentine's Day. And I'm so lucky with the people in my life. I love them so much. And you are at the very top of that list of people I love. And I'm so grateful for you and everyone who listens to this podcast. Every time you've filled in for security, we got the nicest messages on how much people love you. And you're just such a big part of the call waiting family. And I just want to thank you so much for just being a part of this podcast with us.
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry, Robin.
Well, I love you very much. And people don't know this, but Thursday mornings when the podcast comes out, sometimes I get anxious. So Belinda listens to it and sends updates. I'm like, this call was so funny. Oh my God, I love this so much. This is so good. And so by the time she's done with the episode, I'm like now excited to listen to it. So she gives me the breakdowns of the episodes every Thursday. And you are just so good. You're just the best, Belinda. I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you too so much. Thank you. And I do just want to humble brag on my Spotify Wrapped. I was in like the 0.01% of top listeners to the podcast.
I believe it.
I love call waiting. I'm so happy to have been a part of it. Thank you.
I'd already told everyone that we have some big, exciting things ahead. And, you know, wherever I go, security and Belinda are right behind me. Not even behind me, right beside me.
Every step of the way.
So on behalf of me and all the listeners, thank you for being a part of the call waiting. We love you so much.
Oh my God, it was such an honor. I love you and everybody involved with call waiting, all the listeners, everybody so much too.
His name is Security.
I mean Security. Oh my God, sorry.
and that's the way we're ending this podcast.
Security.
Wow, ending with a Belinda fuck up instead of a Security fuck up.
He saw the end segment, so don't worry. There's plenty of time for more fuck ups. Okay. I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you too. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I love her so much. She really was such a big part of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like anytime you couldn't come, she was like thrilled to be here.
Remember her jury duty?
She was thrilled. Mm-hmm. And she's just, what's so crazy is like, so she works like for the government. And yet like if you listen to the podcast, like she's good. Like she's quick. She's fast. She's funny. Mm-hmm. She's so good.
Better than the other person you work with.
Absolutely. All right. That's the end. Oh, wait, you're in segment.
End segment.
Gosh darn it.
You're not going to get out.
Imagine this is like the greatest end segment of all time.
I know.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, Robin.
Put the bar low.
Come on.
All right. Let's hear your end segment.
So since it's the day after Valentine's Day, I thought I would create the like Tinder profiles of made up fictional characters. And you have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
So as an example, like, if you saw this on Tinder, like a Tinder profile, who is the...
But this isn't their real one. You made this up.
No, trust me. When you hear, you're like, no, this person doesn't... Hey, it's a fictional character.
Oh, okay. From like a movie or television show? Okay.
Or book or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a big guy with layers, looking for someone who appreciates a good onion analogy. I may be green, but my heart is ripe for love. No need for fairy godmothers here. I'm just a swampy romance.
Shrek.
Very good. You got it. I'm proud of you. Good job. Okay. All right.
This is how we're ending. Yes. The podcast.
Okay. I'm a man of mystery looking for a partner in crime. And by crime, I mean love. Prepare to shagadelic adventure with lots of groovy moves.
Oh, what's his name? From the 70s?
Yeah.
What's his name? He's from Canada.
The actor.
Yeah. But give me the first letter of the movie.
A.
Austin Powers.
Very good. All right. Okay. We're going to end with a perfect score.
Oh, great. Okay. One more.
Last one. Whiskers hottie with a sly little grin, seeking a partner for some mischief within. Rhyming and whimsy, a seductive dance. Netflix and a hat chill, a hot romance. If you can handle the heat that I fling, let's turn the pages and let the bed spring.
I have no clue, unfortunately.
It rhymed.
Okay. Please put us out of our misery and just tell us.
It was the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
When you replay this and you listen, you'll go, oh, of course.
I'm going to end right at Belinda's call.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me while we're ending this podcast. No, your end segments were a lot of people's.
But listen, I said... Set the bar low.
Yeah.
And we
should have brought it down further. But security of a year of end segments, you did a fabulous job.
Thank you for being here. It was my pleasure.
You did great.
Thank you. And it was an honor.
As I said last week, we are the knockoff version of
Billie Eilish
and her brother.
Yes.
Love it. So as I started this podcast, I was saying that you guys truly are my Valentines. You are my love. I am so grateful to have you guys in my life. I feel so lucky. I have a journal. As you guys know, I love journals. And every morning I write my gratitude intentions and affirmations. And my gratitude, the first few are always the same. It says mom, dad, security, CIA, and the kids being you guys. You have become such a big part of my life. I meet you guys and you're always like, oh, Robin, like you bring happiness to me, but I don't, that's so little of what I do for you compared to what you guys do for me. You bring so much joy, and getting to talk to you guys on the phone this past year or meeting you guys at shows and you guys being like, I love the podcast has brought me such happiness and such joy that this Valentine's Day, my heart is all yours. I also want to thank Betches. I mean, when we first started working together, it's like the nicest group of people, the hardest working group of people. And I feel very fortunate that we got to do this podcast together. We will definitely be working together more in the future. And I have some really exciting projects coming up that I can't wait for you guys to come on the journey with me. At this point, you're stuck with me forever. And I'm so grateful. I love you guys very, very, very much. This has been so fun. We have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.